Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you love the presence of God. Why?
Yeah, well, you know, Roy, I grew up as a fourth-generation Southern Baptist, got saved at age 7, and God became real to me. I received Jesus in my heart as a really young child. But, it's not real complicated, the message of Jesus. He's God. He died for our sins. And if we want him in our life, he gives us opportunity to invite him in. And so I invited Christ in at that point, and he was with me. But as I got older, I learned that that there was higher and higher levels of his presence that we could experience. And in 89, Sherry and I prayed for this empowerment thing called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts, 1 Corinthians 12, which we didn't even know was real and still being given away today to believers. But we prayed for that, and the presence of God became very, very strong. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit started manifesting in our lives. We started seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. We got prayer language, what the Bible calls tongues, and to a Baptist, that's a frightful thing. But when all good gifts come from God, and that's one of the 9 gifts. And so we just start experiencing his presence. And once you've been around it and in it, you want it all the time.
Right. You get addicted to it.
Yeah, you just want it. I mean, it's
well, that's
like
what's
our friend Chris
to me.
Daniel
calls that's why I keep calling that cross.
There's no high like the most high. See, that's what
I got to have some more.
That's right.
And I guess and there's worse things than to be addicted to.
Right? I mean it. It's one of the good things. And so we have loved the presence. And now out of this garden, we built a place where people that have never had the experience of having the presence of God around them and feeling it in tangible ways and seeing it, they can come to this garden, and they're coming from all over the world, all 50 states, 58 countries, and they're flying in, they're driving in, they're walking in. We haven't had anybody parachute in yet, but
don't say that.
But yeah,
you might.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and I understand with your new digital counters that you've got, you're projecting to do over 100,000 this
year.
Yeah,
we're hoping by the end of 2016 we'll have over 100,000 people, and that's four times the population of Kerrville.
And I think, isn't it that getting to be, if not now, the top draw in Kerrville?
Yeah, no, it already is. It's the top
tourist
attraction.
More people come to see the crossing Kerrville than anything else in Kerrville.
Yeah, and we're unfinished. I mean, it's an unfinished garden.
It should get the Friends of Convention Visitors and Chamber get their interest.
Yeah, well, this past weekend, we had 100 folks came up from the biggest church in San Antonio, and they brought their new pastor, CBC, and stayed at the hotels and ate at the restaurants. And so, I mean, it's the chamber and the visitors bureau. And even if you don't like Jesus, if you like money, it's good. A lot of people in town are saying, oh, they're coming to our town to eat at our restaurants and spending money and stay at our motels. You bet.
Well, we take time every time about this week on the show to talk about the miracle of the week. So if you would share that with us.
Okay. Well, we have a special guest with us today that we're going to introduce here in just a few minutes. But he's involved in one of our really neat miracles. Back in January 1st, 2015, or January the 7th, 2015, Dean and Stella Tenen, who were water well drillers, God told them to drill a free water well for us. And up there, we're up in the where we have to go to the Trinity settlements, and that's a big, expensive well, like around $25,000 to $35,000. And we needed the water so we could have the plant, so we could have the baptismal fountain. And they were gracious, and we hit.
So you couldn't just have any water well; it had to be a big.
Yeah, because the city water was too far from us.
Right.
So we couldn't get city water because it's down at the bottom of the hill and it's all up through solid rock.
It wasn't cost effective.
And wasn't cost effective.
I can look at that rock.
We're
and tell
doing
you.
Everything, with faith in God without debt. And so when the tenant said, "We're gonna dig this well for you," and they dug it, and then I talked to our friend and big supporter, Patsy Jordan, and I said, "You know anybody that can help us with the pumps?" She said, "Yeah, I got a good friend, Bobby Kaysen, and he loves the Lord. So I'd say you go get your pumps from him and talk to him. There's no telling what God will tell him, And so we called Bobby, and he talked to his wife, I guess, Virginia, and they said, "Well, we'll donate the pumps and the system and the tank and all that to get that water out." So that was quite a miracle, financial miracle, that about $50,000, $60,000 worth of water system got donated. But here's an amazing thing, too, is when they hit that water on that January the 7th, 2015, they could hear the water gushing from the top of the wellhead. And neither the Tenens or the Kaysens crews had ever been able to hear a deep well water gushing from the top. And you could be 20 feet away and hear that water. And
was so powerful.
It was so powerful. And it had been prophesied over and over by different people that living water would flow off of that mountain. And I always assumed it was spiritual, but it turned out
literally
literal spiritual living water. And we recorded it, and we did it at one of our radio shows, and you can hear that of the actual recording of living water. But I believe it was Bobby, either you or one of your men, that proclaimed there's living water under this cross. Is that right?
One of the guys, yes, sir.
Yeah, so we got Bobby Kaysen here, tremendous man of God, tremendous man of faith. Also was a very generous donor, and because of him and his wife, the garden is green. We have maple trees and flowers and a baptismal pool. So we're just so happy that Bobby's here with us today.
Bobby, welcome to the show. If you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your family and something about your business and what you do.
Well, we've been putting in...
Bring your microphone down a little bit there. Bring it down. Right.
We've been putting in water wells there. My dad was a driller. It'd been since in the 50s. And we've been drilling wells and putting in pumps.
So this has been in your family for a long time.
Long time, yes, sir. And
so you've been in the water bill business, and your family's been there. And a little bit about yourself. How did you first, what's your recollection of when you first heard about the cross and what was going on out there?
Well, I didn't know that much about it. I knew Max, but I didn't know him that well at that time, and I knew he was putting that up there. And Dean Tenen, who drilled the well, he's a good friend of mine. And then Max called and said that they needed a pump in it up there, and it pleased me to be able to go up there and be able to to put a pump in the water system in for
him. What did your wife say when you come home and say, honey, I want to donate this this pump to this deal? What'd she say?
Well, I guess I'm blessed because Lord says when you get a wife, you get a good thing. And she didn't argue. She agreed with me. We give that to
her. That's good. That's always good. And why, and you gave it because it just God spoke to you?
God has healed every part of me. I haven't, as a young man running around everywhere, I didn't start serving God until I was about 45 years old, and I'm 60 now. But I had a hiatal hernia when I was, from the time I was 21 until I was 45, and he healed that. He's healed my back. He's touched me so many ways and done so many things. It really wasn't a question of...
That's the way I feel.
Yes, Bobby. Sir. It was just,
I had a lot of things happen, and I'm glad to be able to give it up, give things
right.
back.
Right. And really, to me, it's a privilege to be able to do something like that for the Lord.
Well, because of your gifts, the garden has water now. Are you pleased with what God has done with your gifts?
Oh, yes. It's really beautiful up there. Everything is, and it's just getting better and better because it's not even finished yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly right.
Max?
Yeah, and I might just mention Bobby's company is Midtex Pumps.
Okay,
and
yeah.
So if anybody needs a good God-fearing pump driller, or not driller, but a pump system provider that does the pumps, the tanks and all that stuff, please consider Bobby and Midtex Pumps there at Kerrville if you're in the area.
Bobby, talk a little bit about that real briefly. Why is it so important to get the right person to do all this? Because if you get the wrong person and don't know what they're doing, it costs you a lot of money, you still don't have the problem solved. Talk a little bit about that and why integrity is so important in putting the system together. Because it all comes together. It has to all come together to be the right size pump and the right size
right.
storage.
Right. Everything's got to be engineered correctly. If you get too small a pump or the pipe size is not right, well, then stuff won't work right. If the wire size going to the pump is too small, then the pumps will burn out faster than they normally do. It's and use good quality stuff that's going to stay there and last, you know, for a long time.
And I would think in your situation, because of who you are as a person, there's been times probably when you talk to somebody and they say, well, you know, I got a bid for so-and-so that this much cheaper. And the reason that it's cheaper is because those people don't have any scruples or values, and they're just giving them stuff with a the purchaser doesn't know the difference.
Exactly.
And so they're selling us some cheap stuff that's not going to last them. Now, they may get the bid, but they're going to have problems. And
right.
where you have to tell them the truth, say, you know what? I have to stand with what I got, and this is what you need to do. And you may lose the business there, but you keep your reputation.
But the one thing about Bobby, he's got the fear of God.
Huh?
So he has the fear of God on him. In other
that's
words, he answers to the Lord. And so he
well,
has the integrity.
Right
that's
now.
Right.
That's one of the reasons to do business with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's exactly it's right.
Because
and he does a great job.
You
of,
have that.
Because what he's done, we now have all the maple trees, the 42 maples, so we call the found maples. They're beautiful. We've got the living water waterfall that's flowing down the front of the sculpture base of the coming king. And none of that would have happened if Bobby hadn't and Virginia hadn't made their gift of the garden. We're just forever grateful.
Well, Bobby, what else would you like our listeners to know about God? You've had a lot of personal encounters and walked with God for a long time. What would you like them to know from your heart to them?
Well, it's just like the book says. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same stuff that he used to do in the Bible, he's still doing today.
Yeah, and Bobby's seen a lot of it. Where he's going to be back on our next show here, we're going to talk about some just real amazing miracles that have happened to him in his life. But, Bobby, you've seen miracles out at the garden too, right?
Yes.
You've seen the changed lives? What kind of stuff have you seen?
Yeah, I prayed for a guy out there that's having back trouble one day. It was really in bad shape, and he was walking, but I mean he was really in a lot of pain. And I got through praying for him and left him, and you know, and we shook hands and left. And the next day I seen him in town, and when I seen him the next day he was walking really good and. When he seen me, he just run to me and give me a big hug. And he actually jumped and turned a circle in the air. When he got to me, he said, look, he said, I'm strong. He said, I can get around. And he was just really, he was just so happy. Unspeakable joy is what it was.
Yeah, that's where that joy comes from again. When God touches you,
yes,
it brings joy to you.
Yes.
And so you've been praying for a lot of people, seeing lots of miracles, and you've seen the signs and wonders. You've seen a bunch of different things out there, and your men have seen it, right?
Yes.
Your crews have seen
yes.
it. So they all know that that's a good place to come because the Lord likes to show off that's up right. on that mountain.
Yes.
Well, this has been a good week, Max. We've got a lot of things going on at the Cross all the time, a lot of progress. Share a little bit about that and let people know how they can get involved with us if they decide they want to help us.
Well, folks, we're doing this garden is free. We're not charging anything. We've received freely. We give. Sherry and I, God started with us when he called us, but we've now, by the grace of God, had thousands of people sow their time, their money, their talents into this garden. And it's only to bless people. It's to bless people and to lift up Jesus Christ. And so we're doing this without debt, and we still got some things we'd like to have get done. We'd like to get the handicap parking done.
That's real important.
Yeah, that's important. We'd like
a lot of people come there handicapped, and they need to be able to park closer.
Yep, and we need to do that. We also would like to have real bathrooms. And right now,
the ladies would especially.
That's
like
right.
That.
We got some portable ones that have been donated to us by Cherokee, which is greatly appreciated. But anyway, so if you feel Lord leading you, we sure appreciate your help. And just go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org.
It's real easy to find as you're coming on Interstate 10. If you're coming from San Antonio, you can't miss the Cross right there at the main. What's the name of the exit there?
508.
508.
Kerrville.
All right. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. And Bobby Kaysen. Did I get that right, Bobby?
Yes.
Kaysen. Max Reiner, thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next week. Here's Sherry Reiner with our Visitor's Comment this week.
Welcome back with us this week. I would like to share some more comments with you, and here goes. Shekinah glory. There definitely is a Shekinah glory filling this place, from the beautiful sculptures to the giant cross to the pathways etched with scriptures in different languages. God's Spirit is sweet. People's prayers written on rocks and placed beside walkways lend a holy, sacred feel. The big surprise came when I stood inside the cross, read it, and it said how I might see the little pieces of glitter on my hands. I did, and so did my husband. We visited on Labor Day last fall in 2015, and I have had the glory glitter on my hands ever since, and this was written in July 2016. It is only visible in the sunlight and other bright lights. It was an answer to prayer that I had been praying, that God would pour out His Shekinah glory on me and my family. It has strengthened my faith and blessed me to no end to be able to tangibly see that God loves me and is with me. And Martha H. sent this in by TripAdvisor. The next one says, you have something really unique. You have a place of holiness. You have a place that will bring the churches together like nothing else. The holiness aspect has to be preserved. This is an apostolic work. The thing that is so exciting about this is that it can't be ignored. This needs to be replicated all over the country. And this was sent in from Mr. Ted Beckett from Colorado Springs. And, and Chris Daniel in Kerrville sent in this one. Nothing compares on planet Earth to this place. This is a place where the living hope can reside. The garden was designed in heaven, not designed by men. We are to host, steward the presence of God, Chris Daniel. It is fascinating to see what you have all done. It is fascinating. And this was from Dwight Johnson from Colorado Springs. Anonymous sent in, someone blessed me with this garden when I was not looking. I am sowing back into God's kingdom. God bless. The Cruz family said, such an awesome place of peace in God's presence. Another anonymous comment, I was amazed and felt so much at peace at the empty cross. And again, I'm on the last one, so they said. And another anonymous one says, "It is beautiful. Keep up the good work."
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, collective donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.